Hello, this is Joe Tomalin for Fringe Review, and I'm talking with someone who's part of a dance company. Please introduce yourselves, yourself and tell us what you do.
Hello, my name is Lucy Boyd. I am choreographer and co-director of Ensemble, and we have a show on at Dance Space at the moment. We have three shows left. It's on at 2 p.m. every day.
And how long has this company been going?
Well, in various incarnations, around 6 years. So we began very sort of research-based, and Robbie and I, my co-director, we were really interested in working with people of different ages. And I already had worked a little bit with Judy and Christine, who were in the company. We started there.
Thank you. And now we're joined by the other co-director. Please give us your name and introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Robbie Singh. I'm co-director of Ensemble.
And what would you like to tell me about the company?
Well, I guess it's evolved a little bit over about 6 years, but we started off with a call out to a kind of group in Dance Space for older performers, and we had a bunch of people who were interested in working more intensively, and we started from there 6 years ago.
And what is the age range of the people in the company?
33 to 76, give or take a year.
And how does this work? Do you meet regularly, or are there a lot of people that don't necessarily perform? What is the structure of what you do?
We tend to work sporadically when we can and when there's money, because we're all working professionally and need to be paid, so that takes a bit of organizing. And then it tends to be week-long or fortnightly residencies, quite intensively, sort of, you know, 9 to 5 in the studio kind of thing.
And who choreographs the pieces?
Well, it's a collaboration between ourselves and the dancers, very much. So Robbie and I are directing, but a lot of the movement comes from the dancers and from the research.
Now, the dancers, do they come from different dance worlds with different skills? How do you work with that?
We all have different backgrounds, I guess, and different ways into dance. I didn't really train in dance. It was I did a 9-month course in London, and Lucy's done a full-time training, and Angus way back, but Angus has his own sort of quite established practice and career, and he's touring all over the place and so on. Christine and Judy are they would say that they dance for fun more, but they've a very dedicated practice all the same, and they're working a lot at Dance Space to try and improve their technique and performance skills and all sorts of different collaborations with different people.
You mentioned the age range, which is quite wide. What does everyone give to each other? What are the wonderful things that happen from this kind of collaboration?
Well, one thing that we've worked with quite a lot and that we have really enjoyed and found exciting was that the Judy and Christine in particular came to us after we'd been working together for a while and trying things in the studio, and they said there's things that we really, really want to do and we don't know if we'll ever be able to achieve them. So basically, can you push us really hard and help us to get to these places? And it was things like, I want to do a handstand, you know, and to something much more kind of abstract or creative. But so that's been you know, it's pushed our expectations the whole time as well, and that's been great. And I think because we're all coming from very different places and different experiences, the personalities all feed in. And a big thing for us is that over the years we've all become very close, so friendship is a really big part of it.
And what do you think will happen in the future? What plans do you have for the future of this company?
That's a good question. The Fringe is such a big, quite a big build, and sometimes hard to think beyond that. You have to see what comes out of it. We would like to show this more in Scotland, so potentially looking into a Scottish tour, but that requires a bit of preparation. We're open-minded to whatever comes.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Cheers.